tonight? Matthew chapter 7. On our way here tonight, we're at the one traffic light between our house and here. And we hit traffic and had to stop at the light because it was red. Turned green and waited the traditional one, two, and goes on the horn. You know, we're 3 seconds, the light's been green. There's no movement in the vehicle in front of us. So just gave a little beep, beep, you know. Still not moving. You could see the person in front of us working feverishly. Vehicle's not moving. Watching the numbers slowly go down of how many seconds we have until the light turns red. And so I went around, crossed the double yellow line into oncoming traffic. There was no oncoming traffic, but I was afraid that the car in front of me, because he had his blinker on, somehow if this vehicle engages and I'm on his right side, that's not going to go good. So I went left side, took my risk in coming into oncoming traffic. As I could see, there was none. We pulled off to the side. I went over to the man. I said, "Are you okay?" He's like, "No, my car won't go into gear." And so I said, "Well, can you just put it in neutral?" So there we were at 19 and 18, pushing a 2013 Chevy Cruze off to the side. He burnt up his clutch. Say, how do you know? I could smell it. And so we got about halfway through the intersection, and I don't know why, but he stopped turning, and all of a sudden we're heading towards traffic that's parked there. So I had to stop, and I'm like, "Hey, you got to turn." And he's like, "Oh, okay." So he starts turning more, but by then the vehicle had stopped, and now we're slight incline, praise the Lord. So Sam came running over, another lady came over, a guy pulled off his truck, and we pushed him off to the side. I said, "Why are you telling me all this?" Because everybody at some point is going to need some help. He looked like he was well-to-do. Car looked clean. He looked sharp. He was a gentleman. He didn't cuss or swear. He was very appreciative. But all throughout our life, no matter where we go, no matter what's going to happen, there's going to come a day that you will need help. We just heard a number of young people say, "Man, those testimonies were great." You know what I heard? "I need help. Glad I went to camp because I need help." We have a bunch of young people that came back that made some decisions. You know what they're going to need? Help. They're going to need help. They're going to need help keeping the decisions. They're going to need help someone showing them the way of what it means to live a godly Christian life. So tonight's message is found Matthew chapter 7. We're going to go through the first 12 verses, and that'll be our message. Say, "You can't do that in 16 more minutes." I'm going to do my best. Tonight's message is called "The Support of Others." We need help. Verse number 1, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 1. "Judge not that ye be not judged." First point, we need to have the right attitude. We need to have a right attitude. If we're ever going to help somebody else, we need to approach it carefully. I was talking to a sweet young couple today, and they're looking to get married in August, Molly and Thomas, And man, they're sweet. And we're going over some verses in the scriptures. And we looked at 1 Peter chapter 3. And there it talks about the woman as the weaker vessel. And I said, "Oh no, that is not that she's weak. It's that she's more delicate. You got to be careful with that." Hey, when you're dealing with people, let's remember that we approach people with the right attitude. That we say, it says, "Judge not." The only people, well, the people that we should be judging is ourselves and our own actions. My mom used to have a phrase that she would say. She would say, "Keep your own room clean." I would point out all the injustices that are happening throughout our home. And my mom would respond with the question, "How's your room look?" Your mom asked you the same question, I see. Judge yourself. Judge your own actions. Hey, once you're that perfect, clean, 100%, all right, you can move on to someone else's room. We do not make our word a law to everyone. Let's look at Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, quickly. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 4. Galatians 6, 4 says, "But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself and not in another." There we see we are to take care of our own room. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 31. 1 Corinthians 11, 31 says this, "For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." The importance of a right attitude. Hey, if we're ever going to want to be a help to others, let's do this first. Let's take evaluation in our life. Let's take some inventory in our life and make sure, number one, that we have the right attitude. Point number two in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 2. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Let's do this. Point number one, if we're going to be a help to others, we have the right attitude. Number two, we hold ourselves accountable. We must not judge rashly, nor pass judgment upon our brother without any ground. Let's be careful. We must not make the worst of people. Say, what does that mean? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'll show you. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. It says, it's talking of charity. We spoke of this morning, the first three verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5 says, "Charity doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked." Look, "thinketh no evil." Hey, hold yourself accountable. Hey, let's take some, yes, inventory in our life, but let's make sure that the measure by which we are judging others, that we have first judged ourselves. That we don't hold other people to standards that we ourselves are not willing to hold ourselves to. Say, what does that mean? Sometimes we're very strict with our young people, and doing things ourselves we are not willing to do. That's dangerous. I'm not saying that it's not right. I'm just saying, let's make sure that we're doing it also. If it's good for them, it ought to be good for you. Let's have the right attitude. Let's hold ourselves accountable. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 3. "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye?" Let's remember this, no one is sinless. "A reproof to those who quarrel with their brethren from small faults, while we allow greater ones." This is a reproof to those who quarrel with their brethren over small faults, while they themselves are guilty of larger ones. Sin's a sin, I understand. But let's be careful. Let's remember that no one is sinless. Let's be gracious and trying to help people. Hey, we're trying to be a support and help to others. We do not tolerate sin. But let's try and be helpful in getting people out of it. Let's remember that we too are sinners. And the same way, and that'll be towards our end, but the same way that we want to be treated, let's treat others. Hey, when you're caught up in wrongdoing, and remember how it is being treated in those times. Let's be careful with those things. Verse 5. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 5. Strong words. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Here's an important point. First, yes, we get clean. Anybody ever get a sliver? Anybody get a sliver? How many of you like getting slivers? No. There was a time when some of our kids just playing outside, you know, soft little kid hands, and there they are playing with sticks, swords, bang, 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 you know, fighting, not hitting each other with swords, but, you know, playing with wood or whatever outside, and all of a sudden, right, they're coming in. What's wrong? I got a sliver. And they say, well, I'll take it out for you. I say, okay. So they put their hand down. And to get a sliver out, you need some tools.
Amen.
The sharper the needle, the better. And a pair of tweezers. Well, if that young person, I don't care. If that young person don't want that thing to come out, it is very difficult to take out a sliver out of someone's hand. They're kicking and moving and screaming and fussing and out of control. He says this. He says, thou hypocrite, first cast out thy beam out of thine own eye. What do we first need to do? We need to examine ourselves first. And then when we come right into verse 6, give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine. Hey, we want to help those that want to be helped. Verse 5, we see that self-examination and how important that is. Kind of similar to our judging ourselves. First, we got to get ourselves clean. But then, in verse 6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Why? I don't feed my dog top-of-the-line steak. Why? Because he's a dog. Nor do we cast pearls before swine. Why? Because they're pigs. And then thou shalt, in verse, lest they trample them under their foot and turn again and rend you. Here's a simple truth, and I want you to remember it. You can only help those that want help. See, I want to reach the world. I understand, so do I. But there's a thought here. We reach the reachable and teach the teachable. Yep. And we'll do our best to make ourselves available to all those but want to be a support to all those. And everybody gives an opportunity. I'm not saying that. Christ even said, you know, the woman said, even the dogs get some scraps. But let's give some investment. Let's be a support to those that actually want some help. Hey, we had a bunch of young people up here tonight that said, I could use some help. No one said that. They all said that. We have some very reachable young people. We have some very teachable young people. Let's invest in them. I don't feel like it's casting pearls before swine with them. Their hearts are open and tender towards the teachings of God. Let's be a help. Verse 7. Point number 1 was have a right attitude. Number 2, hold yourself accountable. Number 3, no one is sinless. Number 4, self-examination is necessary. Number 5, help those that want help. Point number 6. Say, how on earth could I possibly do that? Verse 7. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. What man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? So how on earth could I be a support to others? Ready? Seek God's help. Ask for help yourself. Look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. When I get there, we'll read it. Philippians 4, 6. Philippians 4, 6 says this. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." In this passage, it says that do all of these things in Matthew chapter 7. Do this, don't judge, and say, how on earth, how can I examine myself? And then he gives us how in 7 through 11. Through prayer. Philippians 4, 6 says, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Look at James. In James 1, 5, the Bible tells us, if any of us lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Ask the Lord for wisdom. Psalm 119, 105 instructs us, the instruction for our life is the Word of God. Say, I got nothing to give anybody. We certainly do. We can ask God for help and wisdom. And number two, we can share the Word of God. Pray. The importance of prayer. Psalm 50. Look at Psalm 50 in verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me, he says. And call upon me in the day of trouble. Say, God, I don't know what to do. I need your help. I need wisdom. I'd like to be a help and a support to others, but I just don't even know what to do. God says, ask me, I'll help you. And through it all, I'll get glory from it. Pray. Pray often. Make a business of prayer and be serious and earnest in it. Ask as a beggar asks alms. Ask as a traveler asks the way. Seek as for a thing of value that we have lost, or as a merchantman that seeks goodly pearls. Knock as he that desires to enter into the house knocks at a door. If you truly want to be known at the door, sure, there's multiple different knocks, right? Oh, no one's home. But if we really want to get someone's attention, oh, we know how to knock on the door. Never let us suppose our Heavenly Father would bid us pray and then refuse to hear or give us what would be hurtful. He doesn't do that, does he? How much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Lastly, verse 12. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Be respectful and caring. Hey, tonight's message is about being a support to others. We have a right attitude. We hold ourselves accountable. No one is sinless. We have a time of self-examination. We help those that want to be helped. We seek God's help, and we are respectful and caring. Hey, if you're looking to help somebody, the best way might not be yelling at them. Say, so how do you know that? Because you wouldn't want to be yelled at. You would want to be respectfully spoken to and cared for. Lovingly. Brother, if I got a guy that's yelling at me, I'm gonna dig my heels in. Whether I'm right or wrong. I don't want to get yelled at. But if someone comes by lovingly, and I know that they lovingly care for me, and are speaking to me respectfully, hey, that's going to be a huge help to me. That's going to be a huge help. Let's be respectful and caring. Here God gives instruction, not only what we are to know and believe, but what we are to do. Not only toward God, but toward men. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Hey, we had a bunch of young people that just need some support. They could use some help. Help along the way. I have two sons up here. 15 and 13. You know what? They don't know it all yet. And they're going to need some support in them making godly decisions. There's a bunch of ladies over here that are going to need some support. We have some other, not just my sons, but there's a lot of people up here There's a lot of people sitting out here that need some support. How do we do that? Well, we do it with the right attitude. We hold ourselves accountable. We remember that no one is sinless. We examine ourselves. We help those that want help. We seek God's help. And we're respectful and caring. Is that the perfect formula? Will that work every time? Well, we might have to adjust on the fly. But for the most part, I dare say, I mean, Christ spoke those words. I can bank on it, right? I want to be a help to our young people. I want to be a help to our, I don't know how to say this, we ought to want to be a help to our old people. That's the people that aren't young. If you didn't go to teen camp, nor are you qualified to go to junior camp, that's you. We all need support. All of our cars are going to break down someday. All of us are going to hit a bump in the road. All of us are going to have a down season. So we need some help. We all need help. Let's all stand. It was close. It was close. Pray for our juniors as they head off to camp. Hey, teens. You just came off a week of camp. Mentally pick out a junior and pray for them. They're about to be sitting in the same seats that you sat just last week. Hearing messages. Not the same messages, but messages. And what God was working and pulling at your heart, they're going to be working and pulling at their heart. You heard about passing the baton. Hold them up, be a support to them. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you how you lead us and guide us. And God, may we truly seek to be a blessing and a help to one another. Lord, help us to clean up our own room. And then seek to be a support to others. Lord, I pray you give us wisdom. Give us wisdom about these things. Lord, I pray for our young people. Lord, I'm thankful that they had the opportunity to go to camp. I'm thankful for the next week. God, it's an encouragement to me. Lord, I pray that we'd be a good example to them. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night. Don't forget, if you work in bus ministry, go to Miss...